兄姐妹们、
This is my mom.
啊，这个是 Andrew 弟兄的妈妈，她的照片。
Proverbs 27:2 says, "Don't praise yourself; let someone else praise you."
这个箴言27:2是说，不要自己赞美自己，要让别人来赞美你。
So today, before I preach the Lord's word, I want to praise my mom.
在我今天讲神的话语之前，我要在这里赞美我的母亲。
My mom was a stage mom.
我的母亲是以前是在舞台上表演的。
At a very early age, she was put on the stage to perform in hula and to play the piano and to play the guitar and to sing. She was early, 5 or 6 years old.
我的母亲呢，是她在很小的年纪的时候呢，她就在舞台上表演。那个时候呢，她是在那里做跳呼啦舞，或者是弹钢琴，或者是弹吉他。
My mom became, in her lifetime, a celebrity in Honolulu, a musical celebrity.
Yeah, 我母亲是一个音乐方面的明星，她是在火奴鲁鲁那边。
So during her lifetime, she was honored with the two highest awards given by the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, 她在有生的年月，她得到了两个最高的音乐奖项，是夏威夷政府所颁发的。
So when she was moved into the Hall of Fame, she had written songs and arranged musical scores, led choral groups, church choirs, and some of her songs were recorded on CDs.
她被选入这个音乐的这个有名的殿堂，所以呢，在她的一生中呢，她写了很多的歌曲，也组织了很多音乐和带了很多的合唱团。
The other large award was the Hawaiian Music's Lifetime Achievement Award.
它有一个第二个很大的奖项呢，就是夏威夷音乐终身成就奖。
So they wrote her name, my mom's name, in the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame as an elite member.
这个，所以我母亲的名字呢是被刻在这个夏威夷音乐这个殿堂的，作为一个著名的成员。
Our family appreciated those awards.
我们家庭呢很觉得这样的奖项对我母亲真的是非常好。
But because my mother confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior,
但是我的母亲后来接受了主耶稣基督作为她个人的救主。
Her name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
她的名字就被刻在羔羊的生命册上。
And there in the Lamb's Book of Life, she will be secure and she will rest forever with Jesus.
在羔羊的生命册上，她有她的名字，她就终身一生，就是安全，然后和耶稣基督一直同活。
All of her awards have remained on earth, and someday they will fade away.
她所有的那些奖项都是都在留在地上。有一天那些奖项都会销毁。
Being saved by Jesus was better than all of the fame or awards that my mom received.
被耶稣基督所拯救，我母亲这要比她在世上所得到的所有的荣耀都要好。
My mother was a perfectionist in everything she did.
我母亲是在任何事情上都是追求完美的一个人。
She worked hard and she was hard on herself.
她很严格，她对自己也非常的严厉。
Sometimes she was hard on other people, including us whom she trained.
Yeah, 有时候她对我们也很严厉，就是我们这些孩子，她一直在训练我们。
And working very hard, my mother rarely knew how to rest.
因为我母亲非常的勤劳，所以她基本上不知道怎样的去休息。
Until she began following Christ, she didn't know how to really rest.
在她成为基督的耶稣基督的跟随随者之前，她是不知道怎样休息的。
But as she became a Christian in her 50s,
在五十多岁的时候，我母亲成了一个基督徒。
She was baptized.
然后她也受了洗。
And she began to read God's word.
然后她就开始读神的话语。
And the word of God began to teach my mother how to rest and how to work in a balanced fashion.
神的话语就教我的母亲怎样在工作和生活中找一个平衡，能够休息。
My mom began to see that she was to work hard for 6 days, and then the Lord was going to give her a 7th day to rest completely.
Yeah, 所以我母亲就在那六天是勤奋的工作，但神给了她第七天，让她完全的休息。
When my mom was 89 years old,
当我母亲八十九岁的时候
，there came a morning in November 2011.
在2011年十一月的时候。
When she surprised us by dying.
然后她就这样的死去，然后这样的死去给我们一个很大的惊讶。
There was no warning. The doctors before, the day before said, you look great.
Yeah, 她突然的死去完全没有警告的信号。在她前一天，这个医生还对我们说，你看上去非常好。
And my mother died in our guest room because it was our turn to care for her.
Yeah, 我母亲是正好是死在我家里的这个客房里面，正好是那一天是轮到我们家来照顾我的母亲。
Christians are reminded in the Bible that this world is not our permanent home.
圣经上这样教导我们，这个世界并不是我们基督徒永久的住所。
As Christians, we are passing through this world.
我们是基督徒，我们在这个世界上是一个过客。
We are guests in this world, but later we will have a permanent home in heaven.
我们在这个地上只是一个客旅，在将来永世里面，我们有一个永久的家。
The day my mother died, we arose early and I fed her her favorite breakfast of waffles and syrup.
大家知道。那天我母亲去世的时候，这天早上我就在那里喂她吃她最喜欢的早上的 waffle 和她的那个甜酱。
I had no idea that within the next hour my mom was going to pass away. That's how good she looked.
Yeah, 我真的是没有觉得下一个小时我母亲就会去世，你就知道那个时候我母亲看上去是多健康。
After eating breakfast, her favorite breakfast, she said to me, I just need a little bit more rest.
就吃完早餐之后，他就这样对我说：“哎，我还要再休息一下子。”
The word rest was the last word I ever heard my mom speak.
这个字就是休息这个字，是我听到的我母亲的最后一个字，所讲的最后一个字。
So I tucked her in bed, pulled the covers up, kissed her on her forehead, and I said, I'll return to see you in 20 minutes.
然后呢，我就把她扶上她的床，然后呢，就把那个被子呢盖过她的身上，然后我就吻了她的额头，对她说，我过二十分钟再来看你哦。
When I came back in 20 minutes, my mother had gone. She knew that he had come and he had taken her with him.
是啊，过了二十分钟，我回来以后，我发现我的母亲已经去世了。他所爱的耶稣基督把他接走了。
And so she finally had some rest on earth.
所以最后他在地上也得了安息。
But she is more alive than she's ever been, ever.
但是她是这样的永久的活着。
To all the mothers here today,
对所有的母亲来说
，like the children this morning.
刚才我们孩童所表演的
，I wish you a very Happy Mother's Day.
我真的很希望你们有一个很高兴的母亲节。
May you pray and train and nurture any children that God has given you.
愿你们为你的孩子祷告，然后训练他们，抚养他们，所以那些孩子都是神所给你们的。
If by God's grace you have become a grandmother,
如果神的恩典你变成了一个祖母。
May you love and influence your grandchild or grandchildren to love and to follow Jesus as personal Savior.
愿你能够爱你的孙辈，然后能够影响你的孙辈，让他们成为爱耶稣和跟从耶稣的这样的人。
For those women who have wanted to be mothers but have not been given the gift of children, I will say to you, please continue to trust God's choices.
如果我们这里还有想做母亲，但是还没有做成母亲的，请你接着信靠主耶稣基督给你的选择。
He is never mistaken.
我们的主从来不犯错。
Let him choose your status because he always chooses what is best for you.
让我们的主来选择你的一生，因为他给你选择的是你最好的。
For those women who will someday be mothers, remember that children are a gift from God.
如果你将来要做母亲的，请你记住，你的儿童，你的孩子是神给你的礼物。
And he wants you to do your part to raise godly children who will obey and follow him.
他神愿意你做你的那部分，让你能够培养属神的孩童子女。
May mothers be honored today especially.
愿今天所有的母亲被尊荣。
And may we remember to honor moms each day, even though it's just a little bit.
Yeah, 但是也请大家记住，我们每天都要尊敬我们的母亲，一天一天都要尊敬。
Amen.
Amen.
Good. Brothers and sisters, today's message, the biblical message, we of course go to the Word of God, and we discover that He has the best truths about how to rest and how to have peace.
Yeah, 今天我们要讲的信息是我们要到神的话语那里，因为神告诉我们怎样才能进入他的安息。
In the book of Genesis, we discovered that Adam and Eve, when they chose to sin, their disobedience broke their peace with God, and it broke work that God had given to them.
我们在创世纪的时候读到，亚当和夏娃，因为他们不遵神的命令，所以他们和神的平安和喜乐就断绝了。
When they disobeyed God, they changed work into a difficult, tiresome, and problematic activity. It didn't have to be that hard, but sin broke work. 就是坏了， they broke it.
Yeah, 当亚当和夏娃没有遵神的违背神的命令，他们就把他们的工作就变成了一个坏的事情。
And work remains broken.
他的工作还是接着是坏的事情。
And it will require energy and pain and hard labor to do it. That's the result of sin.
他的工作，那些亚当夏娃想要工作，他就要用很多的力气，很多的痛苦来做这些完成这样的工作。
You know that when you think of your work, it moves from all the way over here. Some days you hate it.
你知道你们的工作有时候你主日的时候你很不喜欢。
Some days it's 马马虎虎 it's so-so.
有时候一些工作呢还比较马马虎虎的样子。
And some days you love it.
有时候呢你还喜欢这样的工作。
Actually, if you love it, sometimes you spend too much time on it.
当你喜欢那个工作的时候，你就在那个上面花了很多的时间。
And then you neglect some things that are more important than work.
然后你忽视了比工作更要紧的事情。
And so God knows how to bring the balance back from work. And he knows how to balance it. We don't, but he does.
我们的主知道怎样把这个工作和生活找到一个平衡。我们不知道，我们的主知道。
So he commands work hard 6 days.
所以我们的主神命令我们要六天要勤奋工作。
And he commands rest well 1 day, 24 hours, rest well.
然后主命令我们在第七天的时候要完全的休息，要好好的休息。
And brothers and sisters, if we're honest, you and I both know that the day that God gives us to rest,
我们大家都知道，如果讲老实话，你和我都知道，当神给我们这个一天休息的时候，
sometimes we do not rest.
我们有时候在那天并不休息。
It's like an extra day that you can do to do chores to catch up. You can go shopping.
Yeah, 就像有时候，就像我们觉得的，这个是神给我们额外的一天，让我们做一些想做的事情，或者是去买东西啊什么的。
So we're always fighting the balance.
所以我们是在那里不停的就在那里和神的让我们平衡的生活在那里斗争。
And as we know, especially for the book, sometimes we underwork.We don't work enough, and so now we have another problem.
我们也知道有时候我们并不做很多的事情，我们做的工比我们该做的少，但我们现在有了另外一个问题。
Brothers, does that sound like your world?
是不是就像你现在所面对的这个世界啊，是很像啊。
And so, what is the answer to rest? Is it vacations?
所以我们这里要回答一个问题，我们怎样才能休息呢？是不是去休假一下、度假一下就可以休息了
？Well, you and I have come back from vacation sometimes. We're more tired than when we went.
Yeah, 我们有时候去过这个休假之后，我们比没去更累了。
And we know the credit card bills are coming.
Yeah, 那我们也知道我们的这个信用卡的账单就很快就来了。
So here we are. We're out of balance again.
所以我们就看见我们这里又不平衡了。
God's diagnosis and gift is to have rest in Him.
Yeah, 神就给了我们这样一个诊断，就是说在他里面得安息。
来了 come to me, and in the midst of your life, good, bad, circumstances, in the midst of everything, I will be your rest. Rest with me, but come to me.
神说到我这里来，在你的生活中。在你生活的一半的时间，你到我这里来，然后你就得安息。
So it's a relationship. The answer to biblical rest, it's a relationship ongoing with the Lord. Amen.
所以神说的安息是和神的一个关系。如果和神有一个好关系，你就得安息。
Now you may say, Lao An, I got it up here. I got it.
我说你们会说老安我懂了我知道在这儿
I'm brain deep
我想一想
I got that I know that
我知道的我知道
Guess what I don't have life deep I don't have heart deep I don't have a Sabbath heart I must cultivate my Sabbath heart rest I don't have it here I got here
但是你知道我的心里我脑子里有这样的知识但是我的心里我的实际上我还没有这个行为因为我要训练我自己让我得安息得这个安息日的安息我还不够还不能做到
God if you gave me a test I can get a 4.0 I can get it
主你如果给我一个知识的话从脑海里我可以得到 4.0
Someone said you can get a 4.0 grade point but flunk life
但是你说你能够得一个脑海里的知识 4.0 但实际上你是生活中你做不到
So we want to be not only brain deep, but we want to be heart deep or life deep.
所以我们不但只是说脑海里有这个知识，我们心里头也要深深的进，要有这个想法。
Brothers, let me ask you a question. How many of you really like buffets?
我想问大家一个问题，弟兄姐妹们，你们喜欢这个吃那个自助餐吗？
But do you like to eat the same thing all the time?
或者你只想每天吃一样的东西？
So most of us like buffets.
我们大家大部分人都喜欢这个自助餐。
Brothers and sisters, this is the best buffet in the world.
所以大家弟兄姐妹们，这个我们读的圣经就是世界上最好的自助餐。
66 books.
66卷书。
All types of variety of literature.
Yeah, 这个各种各样的这个文体都有。
History, prophecy, songs.
这个历史包括是预言或者是诗篇。
Letters,
信件
visions about the future,
我将来的意向
the best eating,
这个是最好吃的
and so we go to the book of Hebrews,
所以我们到了希伯来书
and Hebrews is called the book of better things,
希伯来书是就会被称为一个这个更好的书
it's better, The book of Hebrews is better and it's superior because in that book, the word better or superior occurs 15 different times.
这个希伯来书是被称为更好的、更美好的、最好的书，书，因为这个字语就是更好的、超过的，是在这个希伯来书里面出现了15次。
And quoting from the Global Study Bible, it said, the message of Hebrews is for the global church that Jesus is better than any other thing believers are tempted to fall back into.
这个希伯来书是对普世的教会一个书信。这个耶稣基督是被世界上那些相信那些信徒退后的信徒更好的。
Jesus is better than anything that you have experienced before you came to Christ. He's better than that.
耶稣基督比你在没有信主之前所经历的所有的事情都要好。
Jesus is better than any cultural fineness. He's better than our cultures, our racial cultures. He's better than that.
耶稣基督比我们种民族的这个文化所有的事情都要更好。
And that's the message of Hebrews. Jesus is better. He's superior than anything.
这个就是希伯来书的信息。耶稣基督是超越的，是比所有的都要好。
And so in the midst of trouble which the Hebrews were facing,
在这个问题的中间，就像这个希伯来这个教会所面对的问题中间，
Christians are to fix their eyes on Jesus because he's better.
我们那些的基督徒就要把他们的眼目注重在耶稣基督上，因为他是最好的。
Christians are to live by faith in him because he's better.
基督徒凭着信心在他里面生活，因为主耶稣基督是更好的。
And Christians are to run the race that he marked out for them because it's a better race than what they can draw up for themselves.
基督徒所跑的路程如果是耶稣基督所画的线的话，比你自己所画的都要好。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you have your Bibles, would you look at Hebrews chapter 1, please?
大家有圣经的话，打开希伯来书第一章。
And I would like to give you a chance to stand up and read this first in Chinese, please. When you stand, you can stretch a little bit.
Yeah, 大家愿意的话，可以站起来读这个希伯来书第一章中文读。
Don't leave, though. I would like to. Verses 1 through 5.
大家中文的话读一章一到五节。好，神。
多方创造小于列祖，就在这末世借着他的圣子小于我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造者世界。他是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是神本体的真相。常用他全能的命令托出万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在他高上主的右边。他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。天使神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子，我今日生你，又指着哪一个说我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Very good. And in English, it says, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the exact radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
So brothers and sisters, we have the very first point.
弟兄姐妹们，我们得到第一点。
God speaks through Jesus.
神借着耶稣基督说话。
Verse 1 If you look at it in English or Chinese, it is one very long and very powerful sentence.
在这个第一节中，他是用了一句有一个很长的，但是一个很有强有力的句子。
And this first sentence in it has all of the themes that you can find in the book of Hebrews. They're all there.
第一节就是把这个希伯来书所要讲的所有的方面都已经包括了。
And so you can see Jesus is better than the prophets.
大家看见这第一节就说耶稣比先知更大更好。
Verses 1 and 2, he's better than the angels.
他比天使更大。
First, 5 through 14, he's better than the priests.
他比这些祭司更大。
Hebrews 4:15 through 5:10, he's better than Melchizedek.
这个希伯来书后面就讲他比麦基洗德更大。
Hebrews 6:19 and following.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's better than all the previous Old Testament sacrifices. He's better than all of those. Although God spoke through those, he spoke through those, Jesus is better than them. And now comes the final word through Christ. He's better than all of them. And so now Jesus is coming. We need to really listen to him because he's bringing the ultimate final word of the Lord. He is not to be ignored when he speaks.
耶稣基督比以前所献的祭更大。虽说在旧约中各种的先知神对各种的先知说过话，但是耶稣基督所说的话是神让他所说的最大的话。
Now, brothers, Judaism was fascinated with angels.
大家知不知道这个犹太教是把这个天使看得很大，他们觉得这个天使很重要。
So they started to overemphasize angels.
他们对这个注重在这个天使身上注重的非常的强。
And when you overemphasize something, it loses the sense of proportions.
当你过分的强调有一样事情的话，你就失去了中心。
And angels had powerful roles, and people knew that they were around. And they recognize that the angels can minister, they minister before God's throne.
你知道那个时候因为天使有这样重要的角色，人们意识到这个天使就在你的周围，大家也意识到天使在神面前是做工的。
And they knew that angels could guide and protect human beings.
他们也知道天使在那里能够指引人和保护人。
Brothers and sisters, would you be surprised if during your lifetime already, without you knowing it, you have already entertained an angel?
大家有没有觉得很惊讶呢？那你还没有意识到之前，你已经享受了一个天使的保护。
You were friendly to someone, and you blessed them, and you did not recognize perhaps they were an angel. That's what Scripture says. Perhaps being unaware.You entertained an angel. I'm just saying, the angels are still here.
Yeah, 我这里所说的就是天使仍然在那。你有可能对某个人非常好，甚至你没有意识到你已经招待了天使。
And angels showed the importance of the Mosaic law.
天使也显现了摩西律法的很重要的部分。
And angels were sent out on very important missions.
天使也被派出。做很重要的神的工作。
And one important mission that angels were given was to go out at when God was ready, they would destroy enemy forces trying to kill and destroy Israel.
Yeah, 那个时候以色列人知道，当神的旨意成行的时候，天使会被派去能够抵挡或者打败以色列人的敌人。
For example, in 2 Kings 19:35,The angel of the Lord is assigned to kill 185,000 Assyrian enemy soldiers.
举个例子，在列王记下19:35，这里讲到一个故事，神的使者出去杀了185,000个叙利亚的敌人。
So God protected His people. One angel took care of 185,000 enemy troops who were coming to destroy God's people.
Yeah, 所以神就在那里保护了他的子民，只用了一个天使就去杀了185,000的敌人的战士。
Example number two, you remember this?
第二个故事大家都记得。
When Pharaoh refused to let God's people go,
当法老不让那他的神的子民离开的时候，
God gave 9 different warnings.
神给了他们九个不同的警告。
Finally,
最后
after Pharaoh hardened his heart, came the last warning and the last statement.
当这个法老硬着心来了，就神就给了他最后一个警告和最后一个事情让他知道。
And so because of hard-headedness and hard-heartedness, the angel of death came and destroyed every firstborn of the Egyptians' children.
因为法老硬着他的心，所以神就派了一个天使来，杀死了这个埃及所有投生的。
The ones that were protected had the blood of the lamb over their household entryway.
只有在门楣上有羔羊的血涂抹的家庭，他的头生的才避了这个灾。
And although angels are very powerful, Jesus, the scripture says, is more important, more powerful, more influential.
所以说这个天使是非常的重要，但是我们的经告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，耶稣是更美好的，更大的。
Jesus' name indicates he is the only sinless Son of God.
耶稣的名就是在圣经这样告诉我，他是唯一的无罪的神的儿子。
Jesus has the perfect holy relationship with his Father. Jesus never sins and he can relate to his Father because both are holy.
他有和父神之间有一个圣洁的关系，因为他从来没有犯过罪。
And Jesus has received the most important inheritance. He has all legal authority to judge the living and the dead, whether in heaven or on earth.
所以，耶稣基督，得到了神给他的最重要的产业，他可以在世上审判死人和活人。
So when Jesus speaks as the ultimate authority, what is the proper response?
当耶稣基督代表最终的是最大的权力的时候，什么样的反应呢？我们应该什么样的反应呢
？Is the proper response, "Oh, you're a real expert"?
是不是我们就这样反应？哎，你真的是很能哦。
Is the proper response, "That's really good information"?
或者是说，哎，这个信息对我来说很好哦。
Is the proper response, "Wow, that's powerful. I'll consider it"?
或者只是说，哎，这个很有利哦，但是我会想一想。
All very lukewarm responses.
这些都是不冷不热的答案。
And so we have in the second part and point two here, it says, when salvation is offered through Jesus Christ, when God brings the ultimate gift of salvation, do not neglect what he is offering.
So, 我们就得了第二个这个点，就是当神的救恩临到你身上的时候，不能忽略，不能忽视神给你的救恩。
And so, brothers, Hebrews chapter 2, 1 through 4 says it really clearly. We'll read it if you watch this. And, it says in 2, 1 through 4 in English, and then we'll do Chinese. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received its just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, or by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Not only is Jesus saying it, God has shown you many times that this is true. So listen to my son.
So, 所以这里就很详细的记载在希伯来书第二章是这样记载一到四节，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去，那借着天使所传的话既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应，我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，所以神又按自己的旨意用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
Verse 3, how will we escape?
第三节，我们怎能陶醉呢？
If we neglect so great a salvation.
如果我们忽视了这么大的一个救恩，我们怎么陶醉呢？
Okay, now brothers and sisters, if you look at that word, look at the word neglect in your Chinese Bibles, look at that word neglect.
这个中文是忽略这个字。
Tell me what the word is.
你有没有记得这个名字？你家里是不是有什么地方你忽略了？
Maybe your gutters,
或者你的这个防雨的这个栏、防水的这个沟，你没有去清洁啊？
I'll wait till summertime. 我们
等到夏天再说吧。
And in winter,
冬天来了。
Because you neglected your gutters,
因为你忽略了你的挡雨的。
Guess what?
挡雨槽、
I can hear rain.
我就听见这个下雨的声音，我听见下雨在地上啊。
I can hear rain destroying my wood.
我听见这个雨啊、我看见这个雨就损坏了我的房子。
Hurting the foundation of my house.
我听见这个雨在损害我这个房子的地基啊。
It's from my gutters.
是在我的这个防雨槽里面的。
I neglected my gutters.
我就没有清这个防雨槽。那时候我就现在付一个代价。
Have any of you ever neglected to put oil in your car engine?
你们是不是有时候不记得把这个油放在你的车的引擎里面呢？
Did any red lights come on?
是不是你的车就有红灯亮了？
Did you say, oh, that's just the red light?
你就是说这个红灯亮了，没关系啊。
没关系。And then suddenly you hear either you smell something or.Your car, whatever, you neglected the oil in your car engine.
所以不管怎样，你就听见声音啊，或者闻到味道啊，你没有放油在这个车的引擎里面。
And now you're going to pay the price at the shop to fix it.
对呀，所以你现在就要付一个代价，拖到店里去修啊。
Neglect means failure to care for something properly.
所以这个忽略这个事情就是。你没有去适当的照顾该照顾的事情。
Neglect means I didn't care for it, and now it's in disrepair and it's deteriorating.
所以，这个忽略这个问题，就是我没有去关心这个结果，所以我这个东西就变坏了。
I paid too little attention, too late, and now I'm losing.
我没有关注这个事情，一点也没有关心，所以是。太晚了。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever? Can you give me an example if we talk about neglect? Can you give me one probably?
大家能不能给我一个例子，怎样忽略这个事情是怎么
？Let me change topics. Have you ever neglected how you spend your money?
你有没有忽略怎样花钱的事情吗
？Have you ever gotten a statement you're overdrawn?
你有没有有时候银行给你个给你个信息说你已经这就。有没有过载
This is a good example, I can tell. But have you ever neglected people?
你有没有忽略别人呢？
And when you neglected that person, you saw what happened, and it wasn't pretty.
你忽略了某个人的话，你就知道这结果不是很好。
Those are neglecting things on earth.
那些事情都是你在世上会忽略的事情。
And God has a way to teach us cause and effect. When we neglect things on earth,Sometimes
we can see the problem, we can see it, and so that's a way to say, don't neglect what you are responsible for. Yeah,
Brothers and sisters, the salvation that God offers to every person on earth.
这个神给地上的人所有的人这个救恩。
Through Christ alone,
唯有耶稣基督。
He's the perfect one who can forgive sins.
他是那完美的，他能够赦罪。
That salvation is not a good plan. It is the only acceptable plan by God.
那个救恩不是是一个好的不是一个唯一的计划，但是它是唯一神能所接受的计划。
Please don't do what my dad did. Oh, I'm a good person. I have lots of good things. God wouldn't be angry at me. He'll be okay. I'm a good person.
不要像你父亲一样，我是一个很好的人，我做了很多很好的事情，神会喜欢我。
Don't make that mistake.
不要犯那样的错误。
Because when you say you have another plan,
当你说你还有另外的计划，
you're calling God a liar.
你就是另外的话，就是说神是说谎的。
You're saying you really don't know best. I have a good plan too.
你实际上就是说，神啊，你不是最好的，我还有一个比你更好的计划。
You do that, risking great danger.
你如果做那样的事情的话，你就是犯了很大的危险。
Of displeasing God.
然后你就没有讨神的喜悦。
And separating yourself from Him forever.
然后你就和神有永久隔绝。
Do not neglect the salvation of the Lord.
不要忽略神给你的救恩。
So how do you avoid that?
你怎样避免不忽略神的救恩呢？
Scripture says, pay more close attention to what he says.
神是这样说的，你要这里要注重神所说的话。
Have you ever read the word of God and you're in a hurry?
有没有时候你读神的话语读得很快？
You read it.
匆匆忙忙，你读了一下。
Check it off. I read this.
然后你读了一下之后，我已经读过
了。
有人就今天问你，你今天早上读了什么？
And you say, I'm not sure. I read it, but I don't remember.
我是读过了，但是我不记得了。
And he says, no. Pay closer attention. Do whatever you need to do. Write it down. Memorize it. Speak it. Do whatever.So you don't forget it.
神说
listening carefully.
Yeah, 神说，做任何的事情就记住你所读的话，把它写下来，把它抄写一下，然后说复述一下，然后你就能记住这样的事情。
Now, you say, I know that.
你说，我知道啊。
Teach me something new.
教我一些新的东西。
Well, you don't necessarily need new. You need old really put into your life. So learn to listen to the voice of God by listening carefully and asking him, is this you? Is it in your word? Is it true?
Yeah, 所以我们要做的就是要仔细的听，仔细的学，然后要仔细的问，说问神，这是你要我所学的吗？
Brothers and sisters, how many of you have ears?
你们有耳朵吗？
Everybody have ears?
每个人都有吧。
Okay. How many of you get junk mail?Saying, we have a hearing aid for you.
有没有收到这个有的是这个废垃圾邮件说我有一个助听器给你。
How many of you people have hearing aids and they don't really work? You still have to speak up.
有多少人有的助听器也不工作？你一定你对别人说，你要讲响一点。
Very expensive, very expensive. What? I can't hear you.
真的是很贵啊，但是我听不见呢。
We need to listen to the Lord's voice. He doesn't always shout, right?
Yeah, 我们要仔细听神的话。
Sometimes,
神不是每次都。
Sometimes he's real quiet and gentle, and he prompts you.
Yeah, 神
nudges you, right?
神不是每次都大声说话的。有时候神是很轻声的，慢慢轻轻的推着你，要仔细听。
I'm listening to the radio. I can't hear you.
神啊，我没有听这个广播，我听不见你。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever been listening to other things and you think you maybe have missed the Lord speaking to you?
你是有没有听其他的东西，然后你就忽略了神给你说的话。
I guarantee you, every one of us has done that.
我保证你每个人都做过这样的事情。
We've missed the Lord because he spoke quietly and we were listening to something else.
神有时候对我们轻声说话，但是我们就忽略了神的话语，因为我们在听别的东西。
And in God's great humor and love, he puts Christians amongst other Christians.
你知道神有这样的幽默，他把基督徒放在其他基督徒中间。
And when we're among other Christians,
当我们在其他基督徒中间的时候，
and even though we are Christians,
我们即使是基督徒，
we can't always agree or get along,
我们也不是每次都能和别人相处得好，同意相互同意的。
And he knows that.
神知道。
He sometimes will use the body of Christ to speak to us.
有时候神通过你的肢体来对你说话。
How good is he to not let us drift away? Don't drift away. I'm going to help you. Use your word, listen to my voice, listen to my people. And I'm helping you because I want you to hear me.
你知道神是多么的好，他怕我们 离弃能够自己飘走，他用了很多的方法来帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you have ever been in a boat, a rowboat maybe, and you were rowing, and then you put your oars down, and you let the boat drift? How many of you have ever let your boat drift? Canoe, whatever, Green Lake, wherever. Have you ever let your boat drift?
有没有多少有人去划船，然后划了一阵之后把桨放下，然后让你的船自己飘？
What happens?
什么情况呢？
Wherever the water wants to go, you have to go.
Yeah, 这个水把你载到哪儿，你就飘到哪儿。
And then maybe in 20 minutes you wake up and oh my goodness, how did I get here?
Yeah, 二十分钟你让它这个水让它跟随着水飘的时候，你就醒过来，你就会发现，哎呀，我怎么到这儿呢？我怎么会变成到这个地方呢？
God says, be very careful, you don't drift. It'll be slow, but don't.When you wake up, you're going to be far away from where you wanted to be.
Yeah, 神说
Don't drift.
神说不要忽略，不要自己，让它随着水飘，不然的话你就会找不到地方。
And so, brothers, is it point number two? Don't neglect God's salvation. Don't drift away from it. You have no, there's no other plan that will please God. This is the best. He gives the best.
这里说不要随流失去，因为如果你他神给了这个最好的方案，不能随着让你自己随着自己的感觉自己漂流。
Okay, brothers, this is point number three.
第三点，
God's rest and his warnings.
神的安息和他的警告。
Why does he warn us?
为什么神要警告我们呢？
Because he loves us.
因为神爱我们。
And he knows better than we do. Amen?
他比我们知道的更多。他是
Okay, let's do the last part here. Chapter 4,
我们打开
Hebrews 4.
第四章，希伯来第四章。
We're going to read Hebrews 4, 1 through 8.
第一到第八节。
And I'm going to give you a chance to stand up again.
大家愿意的话，可以再站起来一下子。
And we, the powerful Chinese Mandarin speakers are now going to read.
先读中文，大家是。如果中文不太好的话，先听一下。大家读中文，好。我们既能进入他安息的意，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。但我们已经相信。可以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了，论到第七日，有一处说到第七日成就歇了他一切的功，又有一处说他们断不可进入我的安息。既有毕竟安息的人，那先前听见福音的，就要顺从，不得进去。所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上，又限定一日，如此上所引的说：你们如今若听他的话，就不可硬的心。若是歇宿啊，已叫他们歇了安息。后来神就不再提别的日子。OK,
beautiful. It sounds like this, chapter four. Therefore, let us fear it, if while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. Verse 3, for we who have believed entered that rest, just as he had said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verse 4. For he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, and God, what? Rested on the seventh day from all of his work. And again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, some are going to enter it, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience, he again fixes a certain day, today, saying through David and after so long a time, just as he had been saying to them, today, if you hear my voice, you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. Very good. Qingzhou. I'm coming down the last part, and I have a good clock, so I'm watching it. The third point is God's rest and his warnings. He gives rest, but he gives warnings about rest.
第三点要讲的是神, 的安息和他给的警告。
In the gift of rest is especially for God's people, although it applies to all people.
Yeah, 神给的这个安息是特别是给我们这个信主的人的。 当然神也把这个安息赐给了所有的人。
To receive this gift of salvation and of rest from God, a true Christian has to exercise faith, personal faith, and obey him.
Yeah. 为了得这个救恩，这个神的子民要在那里不停的操练个人的救恩。And
there's two generations here, and I want to illustrate that before we go today.
这里有两个例子我要举一下，然后，There's
an Exodus generation.
有这样一个例子，就是有这样一代人，就是出埃及记的那代人。And
there's a current generation. That the body of Christ is in now.
或者是我们现在这个年代世代的人，就是在神的世代里的人。Yeah.
Now I don't make these up, but I think this will help.
我不知道怎样做一个例子，但是这我举了这样一个例子。Exodus
generation.
这个出埃及记的时候的那一代的人是这样一个东西。They
were the people who tested God. He gave them everything they needed. He gave them manna, he gave them quail, he gave them water, he gave them freedom, he gave all of these things for 40 years, and they were still grumbling.
Yeah, 神给了他们一切，给了他们玛纳，给他们衣服，给他们水，但是那些有40年照顾他们，但是那些人仍在那里抱怨。
So, if this is the Exodus generation,
如果这是出埃及记的那一代的人，
instant carpet spot remover.
这个就是说，洗地毯的，这个地毯斑点的立即去除剂。
The solution to your stain.
这个是你肮脏斑点的，You
can clean pet accidents.
你可以清洁这个宠物的斑造成的斑点。
You can clean food.
或者是食物。
You can clean ink.
或者是墨汁。
So, this is the generation, and brothers, Exodus generation who are always complaining, only a few didn't.
这个出埃及记那代的人是一直在那里抱怨，只有少部分人不抱怨。
They always need the Lord to clean them because they were always dirty.
他们那些人就需要这样的一个清洁剂来不停的清洁他们，因为他们是肮脏的。
They disobeyed.
叛逆，他们不听话。
Moses goes to get the Ten Commandments.
摩西去那里得了10个诫命。
It only takes them a few days before they want to go back to Egypt. Where's Moses? Where's our leader?
他只花了几天的时间，那些人就想回埃及去了。他们说，摩西在哪？我们的领袖在哪？
God has to come all the time and clean them up.
神要在这里不停的在清洁他们。
But they reached a point after all of his warnings where they really passed the boundary. They passed the line of being forgiven. It was, they were horrible.
Yeah, 那些人真的是很可怕。他们超过了神给他们所定的界限。他们完全的没有听神的话。
But there's always a few.
但是总有一些人，少数人。
There's always a few amongst the grumblers.
在这些抱怨的人，一大堆抱怨的人中间有少数人。
Like Joshua.
或者是约书亚,
and Caleb,
好加勒,
like Moses,
摩西,
and in the old days, like Noah and his seven family members. There's
这,
always a group that wants to obey God.
旧约的时候有挪亚和他的一家有都是总有一些少部分的人愿意听神的话。
Brothers and sisters, in this church, like all other churches, there's always a group that wants to obey God.
就像这个教会或者像其他的教会总有一小部分人愿意听神的话。
And I'd like to suggest that because of that group,
我这里建议因为有这么一小部分人
they're not better than anybody,
他们并不比其他人更好。
But they're life deep, they really hunger, they really want the Lord's will. That group, God will often preserve a church sometimes. I think that's good theology. He will preserve that because there's a certain group who love him and he's not going to take away their land.
Yeah, 他神总有这么一小部分人因为听神的话语愿意遵神的旨意行，神会在危难的时候保留这些人，他就是不会把他们灯从这样从他们的教会拿走。
Okay, so we have who? The Exodus.
我们知道这些出埃及记世代的人是怎样的呢？
They always need cleaning. They always have stains.
他们老有这斑点有脏的地方他们要清洁。
They're always grumbling.
他们老是抱怨。
They just irritate God because they keep testing him and testing him. He gives them what they need. They're just really hard to deal with. Amen.
Yeah, 那些人是很难对付的，因为他们不停的在那里试探神，他们是在那里抱怨。
Oh my goodness! And then there's God's people who really love the Lord and they really want to please Him, and so they are like fresh. It really smells good.
这里有个例子就是
真
正爱神的人就像这瓶这个空气清新剂一样真的是
this
闻起来很好闻。
Eliminates tough, lingering, complaining odor.
他去这个瓶子呢就能把那些这气味这个就晃在悬在空中的这个不好闻的气味去掉。
Good smelling air.
然后让你闻到这个很清新的空气。
Especially good in bathrooms.
特别是这个很好，如果放在浴室里的话，就非常好。
So here's the people of God. I'm pushing the illustration. I know that, but they refresh people.
这个就是属神的人，他在那些人在那里。
They refresh communities.
使那些使人使这个周围的一些人能够清新更清新。
They really love the Lord.
真的是很爱神。
They're a lift. They lift. They just help everybody. They just help the place smell better.
他这些人让这个地方闻得更好。
So that's my illustration. I thought of that this morning. So my good translator, who never knows what's going to happen, I had to show him what I was doing, or he'd say, "What are you doing?"
他今天早上才想起了这个例子，所以他把这两瓶来，我也不知道，他怕我也不懂，所以。
Brother Andrew, are you sure this is from the Lord?
就是我们就会问Andrew 弟兄啊，这是从神那里来的话吗
？Do you have an indigestion? What's the problem?
或者你这个消化不良啊，或者你什么问题
？Brothers and sisters, God warns us because He loves us.
神在那里警告我们，因为神爱我们。
He wants us to be refreshed because we know we're learning how to be.Balancing work and rest, which is a gift. We're learning that.
神在那里就是常常的更新我们，他让我们学到怎样的平衡工作和休息。
Okay, and so here's the last point, and then we're gonna go up.
最后一天我们就。
Read the question for me in English.
大家读一下这个上面的英文的问题，就 block 的。
See? Okay.Read it in English.
英文读一下。Do I read it best?
Now say it in Chinese.
中文读一遍。想得到神最好的安息吗？
Is that a clear question?
是不是问题清楚啊？清楚吗？这个问题。
Is there an answer?
有问题吗？有时候有答案吗？
Does the answer vary from day to day?
是不是这个答案是每一天都不一样啊？一天每一天都有新的答案。
But,In the way that you're living, in the way that your trajectory, I love that word trajectory, in the trajectory of your life, which way is it going?
是啊，但你在你的生活的这个曲线上，你的方向这个曲线是朝着哪个方向走呢
？Is your trajectory? 我很忙 ，I'm very busy, I'm very busy, I'm very busy.
就说啊，我
趋势啊。I'm very tired, I'm very irritated, I can't stand you, leave me alone. Is that the way that you're going?
是不是趋势就是往下啊？我是非常的累，我非常的忙，我实在是让我自己安静一会儿，你不要来烦我。
Can't you hear my head?I'm listening to the music. I think, leave me alone.
我在那里听音乐，让我自己安静一会儿，你不要来烦我。
Or, Lord, you have the best rest I can possibly get.
是啊，或者曾说，你是有我能得到的最好的安息。
You have the best plan of salvation. It's the ultimate plan.
你是有最好的计划，就是救赎的最好的计划。
Jesus is better than everything else.
耶稣基督比世上任何的东西都好。
He's the one who's perfect.
他是完美的。
He's holy.
他是圣洁的。
He's the only one who can forgive my sins.
他是唯一能够赦我罪的人。
And he offers that to me by faith in him alone, and he will save me.
他把这个救恩赐给我，只要我对他有信心，他能够救我。
So, brother, I'll leave with that question for you. And here's a statement I just read, which I think summarizes it.
Yeah, 这里我把这个问题就留给大家。我这里刚有一句话，我想给大家知道一下。
Quote.
或者他是
People don't get what they want.
他引用的就是神人不能得到他所得到的，他想得到的。
Because they don't want the best.
因为他们不想得到最好的。
God wants to give the best.
神要给你们最好的。
But most people don't want the best.
但大部分人并不想得到最好的。
I think that's a pretty good summary. Because of our sin nature, which continually needs forgiveness of sin, we don't always want God's best.
因为我们这个我们自己本身是罪恶的，所以我们不想清洁我们的污点，所以我们就不想得到最好的。
And so God says to you, to me, do you want my best?
神对我说，你需要最，你要最好的吗？
And my answer to him is an ongoing, daily, weekly response, and I hope.My life is saying, yes, Lord, I do. Some days I'm not. Some days I don't know. But yes, I do want your best. Would you have patience with me and give me your best?
Yeah, 神对我说，你是不是想要最好的？我是每天都这个变化这个答案。我说，哎，我是想要最好的。但是神啊，你给我一点时间，给我一点信心，我在这里方面要努力。
Mothers, enjoy your day.
母亲们，今天你们要快乐哦。
Dad, your turn comes next.
父亲们，下个礼拜就是父亲节。
Yeah, 谢谢 for listening.
谢谢大家听。